This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana through video conferencing a short while ago. Under the scheme, 10,000 rupees each will be transferred to the bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar, totaling to 7,500 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the double engine government is working with full dedication for the welfare of mothers, sisters and daughters of Bihar. He said when a sister or daughter secures employment, it gives new wings to her dreams and enhances her respect in the society.
Bihar ki behno betiyon ke liye kitna bada ye kadam sarkar ne uthaya. Jab koi behan ya beti swarojgar karti hai, to uske sapnon ko naye pankh lag jate hain. Samaj mein uska samman aur bad jata hai.
The Indian Air Force today bid farewell to the MiG-21 aircraft in Chandigarh after 6 decades of service to the nation. The aircraft was decommissioned in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and senior officials. Air Chief Marshal AP Singh flied the last sortie of the squadron with the call sign Badal 3. Inducted in the Indian Air Force in 1963, after the China-India War, MiG-21 was the country's first supersonic fighter jet. This aircraft played a decisive role in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1965 and 1971. Deputy Prime Minister of Italy Antonio Tajani has confirmed his country's support for early conclusion of the free trade agreement between India and the European Union. After meeting with External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in US, Mr. Tajani said Italy and India share a strategic partnership. Dr. S. Jayashankar said they discussed the developments in the Mediterranean, Middle East, Ukraine and Indo-Pacific. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a new wave of tariffs, including a 100% tax on imported branded drugs unless the company builds manufacturing plants in the U.S. He also unveiled a 25% tariff on heavy-duty trucks and a 50% levy on kitchen and bathroom cabinets to shield American industries from what he calls a flooding of foreign products. The tariff extends to upholstered furniture, which will face a 30% duty starting next week. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned Hamas and expressed willingness to work with the U.S. President Donald Trump on a UN-backed peace plan. In a video message after being barred from the UN General Assembly, Mr. Abbas affirmed Palestine's claim to its land and readiness to collaborate with the U.S., France and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Abbas warned against Israeli moves to annex Palestinian territories, which threaten the two-state solution supported by the UN. While Trump pledged not to allow annexation, he does not support a two-state solution or recognizing Palestine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled his contributions to the nation building during his long years in public life. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan has set up the title clash with India, defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in their Super Fours clash in Dubai last night. The summit clash will take place on Sunday for the first time in 17 editions of the Asia Cup. India and Pakistan will clash in the final. Meanwhile, in another Super Fours encounter before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in their third match of the stage today in Dubai. India has been assured of at least 3 medals at the Para Archery World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, as 3 Indian players will vie for gold in the compound open category. Paralympic bronze medalist Rakesh Kumar and newcomer Toman Kumar advanced to the gold medal match in the men's compound open individual event. Teenage sensation Sheetal Devi also stormed into the women's compound final today. Indian men's team secured a 3-0 victory over Nepal in the semi-final of the SAF Under-17 Championship in Colombo, Sri Lanka. They will face Bangladesh in the final, who triumphed 2-0 over Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.